This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that has breath praise ye the Lord. Awake, Zion. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And oh yes, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus has come in the flesh. For Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And oh yeah, and look, what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. I give thanks again this morning to the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for giving me one more chance to be an instrument to carry his name, for giving me one more chance to lift up my voice and declare his holy name amongst the people. One more chance to say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, I love my job. Oh, good God Almighty. You know, I love this job so much I do it for free. Oh, good God Almighty. You know, oh, thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good, and all the time is good. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles with you at home, I don't recommend you try to read while you're driving, but if you have your Bible at home, you can follow along. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, the Holy Spirit is going to bring this teaching to you. Oh, good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. What a mighty God that we serve. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeared? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and civil, and they may offer that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in the former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be swift, a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said the Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, the Lord is good. And all the time, he is good. The Bible tells us, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The Bible lets us know that, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people. He had raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And that thou shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God that we serve. We see that before Jesus came unto his people, God sent a messenger named John the Baptist to warn them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand in that day. So it should be of no surprise that God would send a messenger to warn the people of this day to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, for he is coming again, this time, to take us home. The Bible tells us to rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You see, God is doing an awesome thing as I'm speaking to you. Some time ago when we first began this radio ministry, it fell out of my mouth in speaking that at the end of this year, that God with his strong right hand once again would bring fear of him from the nations. people would once again give reference to the Lord God Almighty. Once again, people would give reference to his servants. It wouldn't be talking crazy anymore. For the power of God will bring fear once again to his holy, holy, holy name. All nations will give reference that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, you can take that to the bank. The Lord God has taken our March Madness and turned it into March Sadness. Oh, my Lord. Oh, we are in trouble as a nation. We are in trouble as a world. We are in trouble. I heard someone say, "Why, Messenger? I'm so glad that you ask. We are in trouble, for we have forgot God. We have praised our basketball. We have praised our hockey. Praised the movie stars. Praised the rich so loud that God in his power said, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear no more hollering about a basketball player. I don't want to hear no more screaming about a movie star. But I am your creator. And I want to hear you praise me. And whatever it takes, oh, the Lord God Almighty will have his way. I've learned myself, and a lot of other brothers and sisters in Christ can confirm this and agree with me. You see, I have been chastened by God before, chastised, whooped by God. You know, that was a time when I was telling the people about Jesus Christ on the highways. They were trying to do me such evil. I came in one day and said, that's it. I told my wife, no more. I'm saved. Let them get their own self saved. Doing evil to me for nothing when I come by to bring them that which is good. Said, that's it. Well, the Lord allowed me a little time to sit and do nothing, and he spoke to me one day, and he said, you have two choices, he said. Either do what I told you to do or lake of fire. I remember going to my wife immediately telling her, God spoke to me. She said, well, baby, what did he say? Told me I had two choices. Either do what he said or lake of fire. Immediately she ran and began and fell on her knees and began to cry out unto the Lord for my soul. As a nation, we have become a nation that build bigger bonds. As the food that is found in Luke chapter 12, and God, as our Heavenly Father, is not pleased with us at all. We have failed as a nation. We have failed as people. We lost our whole minds. We have become Democrats and Republicans, no longer members of the family and the household of God. We are bickering and fussing and fighting and fighting constantly all over the world. And people over there in Hong Kong was fighting. They shot bullets. That didn't stop them. Threatening to send people from China. That didn't stop them. Police beat them with billy sticks. That didn't stop them. But the coronavirus, they call it, it stopped them. See, God is an awesome God, but God, there comes a time as you read your Bibles. You see, I'm a Bible reader. They call this thing the coronavirus. Some call it the Chinese virus. The Bible calls it a plague. You see, if you check your Bibles, you'll find that when God sent a plague upon a nation or nations, it's not because he's well pleased with them. See, a plague from God is not that good and perfect gift that come down from heaven. Plague from God is something to let you know you're going on the wrong road.